Good morning. Welcome to worship. If you are visiting with us, we are glad you are here. Thank you for coming. I want to give you a warm welcome. Hope you will feel like family because that's the way we feel about you. On the right-hand side of your bulletin in the church calendar box, you'll see all the activities that are lined up for the upcoming week. On Wednesday night, we have a supper at 6:30 p.m., a light meal, I guess you could say. But I think you can get plenty enough to eat. Please come and join us if you are able. Wednesday night at 6:30, and then that's followed by Bible study and prayer. Today is our third Sunday Family Fellowship Luncheon. It is hosted by Ryan and Addie Walker. So please don't forget that. Meet you across the street immediately following this service for a time for a meal and fellowship together. The Church Revitalization Committee meeting, that meeting is postponed until April the 2nd. The WIC Bible study is this Tuesday night at 5:45 p.m. And please be aware that it is our turn to pack boxes this Wednesday night at Compassion Ministries after Bible study and prayer. Down at the bottom of your bulletin, you'll see the Westminster Shorter Catechism. Question 6 of the Catechism says, how many persons are there in the Godhead? And the answer is, our call to worship this morning comes from Psalm 48. Would you please read it with me responsively? Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, His holy mountain.
Beautiful in elevation, His joy of all the earth, mountain of our Lord, the city.
Within her citadels, God has made Himself known as a fortress. As your name, O God, so your praise reaches to the ends of the earth. Please stand. Let's all sing together the doxology.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, Amen.
Thank you. You may be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Great are you, O Lord, and most worthy of praise, as Psalm 48 declares. For you made yourself known as a fortress in the ancient city of Jerusalem and in the temple worship, where they contemplated your steadfast love, your righteousness, and your judgments. May your name, O God, be exalted among us this morning, and may your praise reach to the ends of the earth as we tell the next generation that you are God. You are our God forever and ever. Guide us now by your word and by your spirit to our Savior Jesus Christ, who also taught us how to pray, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, the glory forever. Amen. Our first hymn this morning is number 80. Lord, with glowing heart I'd praise thee. If you are able, please stand and let's sing all stanzas. Let's confess our faith together using the ancient Apostles' Creed. Christian, what is it that you believe? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. You may be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Blessed be Your glorious name, O Lord our God, for You are from everlasting to everlasting. You alone are the Lord. You have made the heavens with all of the planets and stars and the myriads of angels. You have created the earth and all that is in it, the seas and all that is in them, and You preserve all of them. And the host of heaven worships You. You are the Lord. You are the God who chose Abram and gave him the name Abraham and made a covenant with him to be a blessing to all nations. And thanks be to You, our God, who gives us victory over death and the grave through our Lord Jesus Christ. Far be it from us, Lord, to ever be ungrateful to You. For You have created us in Your own image. You have endowed us with many gifts and abilities. You have persevered with us through our waywardness, indifference, and rebellion. You have sustained us through trials and afflictions. You have provided for all of our needs. But foremost, You have given us a Savior. You have destroyed sin and death through the death of Your Son. And by His resurrection, You have reconciled us and given us everlasting life, that we may be delivered from the dominion of the devil into the kingdom of the Son, and our mortal bodies raised up from the dead. Grant that we may confidently and wholeheartedly believe this. And finally, with Your saints, share in the joyful resurrection of the redeemed in heaven through Jesus Christ, Your Son, and our Lord. In His name we pray. Amen. Page 807 in the back of your Trinity hymn book, you'll find the words to Psalm 66. It starts on 807 and is continued on page 808. That's our responsive reading this morning. Would you please join me in reading Psalm 66 responsively? Shout with joy to God, all the earth. Say to God, how awesome are Your deeds. All the earth bows down to You. They sing praise to You. They sing praise to Your name. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the waters on foot. Come, let us rejoice in Him. Praise our God, O peoples, let the sound of His praise be heard. For You, O God, tested us, You refined us like silver. You let men ride over our heads. I will come to Your temple with burnt offerings and fulfill my vows to You, vows my lips promised and my mouth spoke when I was in trouble. Come and listen, all you who fear God. Let me tell you what He has done for me. If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But God has surely listened and heard my voice in prayer. Our next hymn is number 605. All the way my Savior leads me. Would you please stand if you are able, and let's sing all stanzas. Hymn number 605. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we prepare to receive this offering. Our Father in heaven, we know of the danger of the love of money. We know that where our treasure is, there will our hearts be also. So we bring our treasures and we offer them to You, and we pray that our hearts will follow them to You and into Your kingdom wherein Jesus reigns. And may that kingdom spread from shore to shore and to the uttermost parts of the earth, until every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord, the very Jesus in whose name we pray. Amen. The message this morning comes from Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 through 23. I'm going to start at verse 12. Colossians 1, 12 through 23. You can find that on page 1165 in the Pew Bible. I wish you would open your copy of God's Word and follow along with me. This is what it says. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by Him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. And He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything He might be preeminent. For in Him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through Him to reconcile to Himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of His cross. And you, who once were alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, He has now reconciled in His body of flesh by His death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before Him. If indeed you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, became a minister. This is the word of God. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of God stands and abides forever. May He bless the reading of it and the preaching of it to you this morning, and will bring a message from that passage after the choir sings at this time.